ABC Radio Perth.
Hey. Breakfast with Nadia,
Nads,
and Russ.
Nads.
Gary Martin,
yeah,
is the Chief Executive Officer at the Australian Institute of Management, WA, and he writes some very interesting columns that get published across papers all over the country. And he muses on all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And today's, I think, will strike a chord with our listeners.
It's a beauty.
It is a beauty, because he's talking about social media, and basically social media has killed school reunions.
Yeah.
You now know everything about all your old classmates because you can just follow them on social media. And Gary thinks that's a real shame. Let's have a chat to him. Gary Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Nadia. How are you going?
Good. So Facebook's killed the school reunion.
Well, look, my view is that a few decades back we used to rely on good old fashioned gossip, whispers, mud flinging, that's how you say it, conjecture, just to keep up to date with the ups and downs of our classmates. And what we'd do is we'd go along to a school reunion to confirm or negate everything that you'd heard about your classmates. And now, of course, by the time you get to your school reunion, with a little bit of research via social media, you know the comings and goings of all of those classmates.
And can we celebrate Luddites, though, at this point in time? Because there are people from my class that have no social media profiles, zero digital footprint, which is probably unusual. But, 55, maybe, they just didn't hook in and then they're not involved. So there's still just, thank goodness, a small element of surprise left for me. What about for
Russ,
you?
Russ, you don't know that they're going to turn up. If they don't have a social media presence, that's how most of the invitations take place. So you don't even know if they're going to turn up. So don't get too excited about the surprise element that may not front.
The one good thing about Facebook, having had my 30-year school reunion a couple of years ago, was it was a great way to find people. For that, you probably get more than you normally would because it was easier to find people. But I did like the element of surprise. Jason, Jason been up to last 20? Jason, I wouldn't have recognised you, and what have you been up to? I did love going up to people and saying, tell me what you've been doing.
Or even better if they didn't recognise you. So, I mean, that's really, really good if they didn't recognise you've changed so much. They're blown away by your appearance, either good or bad. That's all a good thing, I think, at a school reunion. But I guarantee you, the people that I saw, I knew just about everything about them. That had three children, that had a career as a lawyer, they had three divorces, they came out, you name it, it all came out.
And did that take the fun out of it for you, Gary?
I think so. I think school reunions started to die some time back, and we were offering all these sorts of excuses like, I've got the kids to look after. I can't afford to go to that, local community hall. I can't do this. I can't do that. So people were offering excuses a long time before. And that was simply a camouflage, I reckon, to the fact, well, I already know what's going on, so I don't really need to go and spend my night with a group of people that I have nothing to do with anymore.
I wonder.
Is that too harsh?
No.
No.
The way you say it, like, I haven't heard anyone talking about school reunions within my class. Like, it's not a topic of discussion. And I wonder if that's exactly why.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Yeah.
My point exactly.
Okay, good on you, Gary. Lovely to talk with you. Gary Martin joining us there.